Good morning, and thank you for the invitation. Usually we start the session by saying there are seats open in the front, but I don't think that's necessary here. Anyway, I have no disclosures. Gallbladder cancer is the most common biliary tract malignancy. The American Cancer Society predicts about 12,000 new cases this year, with about 3,800 deaths. As we've heard, the overall five-year survival is poor at 16%, but is clearly stage-dependent. Most of early gallbladder cancer, and I'm referring specifically to T1A, T1B, and T2, is diagnosed incidentally following laparoscopic cholecystectomy. My task today is to review the new AJCC8 staging system with you, review the principles of surgery, laparoscopic versus open, describe simple versus extended or radical cholecystectomy, review the role of adjuvant therapy, and then summarize with some consensus guidelines. T1A gallbladder cancer, as defined by AJCC8, involves invasion of the lamina propria, T1B, the muscularis propria. This is what is new in the AJCC8, really described this year, dividing T2 into T2A, peritoneal side, tumor infiltrating only the free serosal side of the gallbladder, and then the hepatic side, T2B. This is largely based on a review of over close to 700 patients in four different countries, Japan, Italy, Chile, and led by Nick Vautey at MD Anderson. The reason for this is a large difference was noted in T2A, peritoneal side T2 gallbladder cancers, as is shown here, with a five-year survival of about 60%, significantly better than T2B, hepatic side T2 gallbladder cancers. Interestingly, when you look at subdividing T1A into T1A and T1B, or T3A and T3B, no significance was found. And so this change has really only been made to the T2 group of patients in the AJCC 8th edition. One of the reasons for the difference between T2A and T2B may well be the patterns of metastasis. The usual patterns for metastasis of gallbladder cancer are direct invasion of the liver, extension to the cystic duct and periportal nodes, paraduodenal nodes, celiac lymph nodes, and then the periaortic lymph nodes. So an extended or a radical cholecystectomy involves resection of the hepatic bed, which largely involves resection of segment 4B and 5, and then a portal lymphadenectomy. Routine common bile duct resection is not required or is shown or has not shown to have a survival benefit where the margin is negative. Here are some recent studies. The lymph node positivity rate in T1A has been reported as 13% in patients after extended cholecystectomy, but not many patients with T1A undergo extended cholecystectomy. So the widely reported rates of lymph node positivity for T1A are really around 4%, as was shown previously. T1B, 12%, T2, 40%, and then T2A and B, 17% and 40%. This is a very intriguing paper from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Group, showing that not only can you predict residual disease based on T1 stage, but also the pathology. Moderately differentiated tumors with residual disease of 35% and Puller differentiated in 67%. And Dr. Kingham, I'm sure, is going to expand on this in his talk. So what are the principles of surgery? First, given what we now know about the differences between T1A and B and T2A and B, is to consider a pathology re-review by an HPB pathologist. Explore for distant lymph node metastasis in the celiac and aorta caval areas. Resect the liver to obtain clear margins, which largely involves segments 4B and 5. A lymphadenectomy of the porta hepatis. Resection of the bile duct only to achieve negative margins. And I would argue that recent studies have suggested that port site resection is not recommended. What about laparoscopic versus open for extended cholecystectomies? A recent study has shown that minimally invasive approaches are similar to open at specialized centers, whether they're done laparoscopic or robotic. However, there are no randomized trials. Oncologic adequacy data is incomplete, especially regarding lymph nodes and hepatic margins. And so open continues to be the standard of care. Well, here's the question that is asked often, since this is a question on our boards. Is cholecystectomy alone adequate to determine if the extent of surgery impacts survival in patients with T1 gallbladder cancer? So we looked at over 4,000 patients over a 21-year period, and we looked specifically at T1A and T1B, and divided the surgical treatments into cholecystectomy alone, cholecystectomy with lymph node dissection, and then a radical cholecystectomy. And we reviewed 5-year disease specific survival and overall survival. The majority of patients were over age 60. There was a preponderance of female patients, and the majority of patients were Caucasian. 48% of patients had T1B cancers, 27% T1A, and 25% were not specified. By far, the majority of patients underwent a cholecystectomy alone, with very few patients, only 5% of patients undergoing a radical cholecystectomy. There was little difference between T1A and T1B. 6% of patients with T1B underwent a radical cholecystectomy, compared with 3% for T1A. 80% of patients with T1B underwent a simple cholecystectomy, compared with 79% for T1A. The majority of patients, however, had zero lymph nodes removed, as is shown here, 77%. However, in a more recent study by the MD Anderson group, it appears that we are improving in our lymphadenectomy rates, still very low. No lymph nodes removed in 49% of patients, 1 to 3 lymph nodes in 1 to 3 lymph nodes in 33% of patients. And this is shown in this trend between 2004 and 2013. Fewer patients are having no lymph nodes removed, and more patients are having at least some lymph nodes removed. When we looked specifically at the differences in disease-specific survival between T1A and T1B, we found no difference in the T1A group between a simple cholecystectomy and a radical cholecystectomy. However, there was a significant difference in patients undergoing a radical cholecystectomy for T1B versus for a simple cholecystectomy versus a radical cholecystectomy for T1B. When you look at most of the published studies, there are small studies, single institution studies, and very few studies compare T1A and T1B, but there does appear to be a survival difference, as is shown here, for extended cholecystectomy, 90% 5-year overall survival versus a 56% overall survival for T1B, whereas little difference for T1A. Now, interestingly, and this refers again back to this international study, there was a significant difference in radical cholecystectomy for T2A versus those patients that underwent a simple cholecystectomy. There was, however, not a statistically significant difference for patients undergoing a radical cholecystectomy for T2B tumors. This may be a consequence of low numbers. 69 patients undergoing radical cholecystectomy for T2B versus 30 patients, but the five-year survival in those groups, 48% versus 29%. And the survival for patients undergoing a simple cholecystectomy for T2B was actually similar to T3. By multivariate analysis, however, hepatic side was significant, tumor differentiation, radical resection, nodal involvement, and of course the era of surgery. When we look at several different studies, just about every study shows a statistically significant difference in extended cholecystectomy versus simple cholecystectomy for T2 gallbladder cancer, as is shown here. What about adjuvant therapy for early gallbladder cancer for T1B and T2? There is no consensus. Most of the studies combine gallbladder cancer and biliary cancers, other biliary cancers. And so this is really summarized in this NCCN slide, showing that the options are for T1B or T2 observation, fluoropyrimidine chemoradiation, a gemcitabine-based combination, or a clinical trial, with follow-up imaging every 6 months for 2 years if clinically indicated, and then annually for up to 5 years. So there really is no consensus on the use of adjuvant therapy for early gallbladder cancer. So in summary, a pathologic distinction between T1A, T1B, T2A, and T2B is now essential. Simple cholecystectomy alone is adequate for T1A, but not for T1B or T2A or B. More extensive lymph node dissection is clearly needed. The recommendations are more than 6 for accurate staging. And here are the consensus guidelines by the HPBA, SSAT, SSO, and ASCO for early gallbladder cancer that I think are still relevant to today. Incidentally found T1B and T2 re-resection. Prior to surgery, high-quality imaging with CT or MRI. Staging laparoscopy should be considered for T3. Lymphadenectomy should be performed involving the porta hepatis and hepatoduodenal nodes. The goal of hepatic resection is to achieve an R0 resection. Port site resection is not routinely recommended, and the role of adjuvant therapy is unknown. Thank you.